Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode was recorded mostly in New York City at the CMJ Music Festival 2011. I spoke to Bob Boylan from NPR Music on two separate occasions outside of two separate clubs before and after two separate shows, blah, blah, blah. And I also saw Jeremy Styles from the band Pearl and the Beard. And, that's the episode. This is a kind of a short one. The feed will have four more live shows in the next few days, so stay tuned for that. The music in between the little interviews is from Jenna Nichols, who played the Waystation as part of our live show series last week, and that show is in the feed. Please download that show. It also features cartoonist Michael Cooperman and comedian James Adomian, and it's absolutely one of my favorite shows that we've recorded in a very, very long time. And those are three fantastic people. I'm kind of choked up right now because I'm in the midst of watching my first episode of Two Broke Girls, executive produced by Whitney Cummings. And I'm just so not happy with every single person that recommended me to watch this. So rather than keep going on about the thing that is Two Broke Girls on CBS on 8:30 on Monday. Really, this exists. Okay. CMJ, we had a very long time at the CMJ Music Festival. It's a music festival. It's there. Don't go. I'm not saying don't go to New York City. New York City is a fine city, but it's kind of pointless to have a music festival in a city that has just as many bands and quality bands every single night of the week. So on that note, let's try to get positive. Bob Boylan is part of All Songs Considered. I think he's the main guy over there. He's one of my favorite music critics, even though he likes world music. So I'm turning a new leaf. And Jeremy Styles, Pearl and the Beard, it's one of my favorite bands. I told Nathan, our drummer slash smart man, like even though I don't like their music. It's not for me. It's like really, really happy and poppy. But seeing them live and listening to their records, I really, really enjoy that band. So check them out if you can. I know a lot of you have already, but for those of the uninitiated to Pearl and the Beard, check them out. They're about to go to Europe, so European listeners, specifically, I think, Londoners. I think they're going to be in London a handful of days and other places in the UK. Go check them out. They'll be there in the beginning of November. Tomorrow night, or whenever you're hearing this, night, 10/25/11, we'll be doing the Cook and the Damned open mic at Solly's on U Street in Washington, D.C., I'll probably do about 20 minutes about the television show Two Broke Girls on CBS on Monday evenings. And besides that, on Friday, we're going to be part of Rock, Paper, Zombies, which is the guy that did a lot of our show posters, this guy Rich, he's celebrating his one-year anniversary, so we're going to be joining him at the Strathmore in Maryland. So come on out and check that out. The Hungry Brain series is still going. The Wonderland Ballroom series is still going. The Looking Glass stuff is still going. All of that is available at youmethemeverybody.com/events. One final thing before we begin the CMJ episode. I'm looking at the new issue of Self Magazine. And I'm pretty sure this is, I don't even know who this is anymore. And that makes me really happy. I have no idea who's on the cover. They don't say who's on the cover. It's a blonde lady. And because of that, I feel like I'm finally becoming the adult I was always supposed to be. I'm ignoring Two Broke Girls and don't know who the lady on Self Magazine is. So without further ado, here's some music by Jenna Nichols, followed by Bob Boylan, followed by Bob Boylan, followed by Jeremy Styles of Pearl and the Beard, and we'll see you at the end of the show. It's Tuesday night of CMJ. I'm with Bob Boylan. We're outside of Dominion, which is near the Blue Man Group. Bob, have you seen anything today that is impressive?
I liked from your town.
From Chicago, my town?
Oh, yes. A lull. The word And the next word is lull.
L-U-L-L. And they are fantastic. They've been on the podcast before. They're very good. What about a lull was good to you?
Well, first of all, the songwriting was good. And they had made a nice sort of psychedelic-y pop sound, and I don't know, I like them.
Do you think that psychedelic is overused in terms of music criticism at this point? I'm not judging you, I'm just saying.
It's just a wash of sound, you know?
Okay.
And so that's a word I use. It's It's a good catchphrase. It works.
So it has nothing to do with the drugs they are probably taking or anything like that. It's more of the so Sonic Youth could be called psychedelic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Do you care at all about the Sonic Youth divorce? Have you heard about this?
I have. I could care less.
Thank you. That's why I like you, Bob. You're not going to be affected by a 50-year-old couple divorcing. Anyways, why do you come to CMJ?
Find something new.
Have you found something new besides a lull? You've probably seen like at least 10 bands today.
I've only seen 5 groups so far.
What it's happened?
Hard. It's hard sometimes in this. In CMJ, unlike South by Southwest, I didn't say South by.
Thank you.
Unlike South by Southwest, is scattered. I mean, it was a mile walk to get here from where I was.
Yeah.
And so that eats up time seeing groups. And, it's harder to see a lot of things at once. I think South by I can take in 100 groups in the same amount of time as here I could do 50 or 60.
Do you think that the quality of acts is comparable, or is this better or worse?
It's
CMJ.
I think it's pretty much the same. It's not curated it's a mass, a sea of bands. And so it's not like a festival like, well, you pick your festival, but like Sasquatch or Lollapalooza or something. It's not as heavily curated. There's so many acts.
Is there anyone here that you're looking forward to seeing that you haven't seen before but you've heard? Because I read your piece today on the All Songs blog, and it was about you listened to a ton of MP3s before you came. Do you stick to that, or you just walk into whatever you find?
I start listening. I mark a schedule, and then from that, it's just a starting place. I run into friends who say, you got to see this. Like, I ran into somebody who said, you got to see Electric Guest. So I came here. They weren't on my list. And I just want to be surprised. I mean, that's the whole reason to come here. Zola Jesus is the one that I really, truly want to see her.
But you could have, if you stayed in D.C., you would have seen her tonight.
Is that true? I gotta go.
Okay. Is there anyone here that has ever shocked you? How long have you been coming to this festival? Is there anyone that's like become your favorite that you saw here first?
I've only been coming like a handful of years because I directed All Things Considered for 19 years and they wouldn't let me out of the building, so I'm finally now I'm a free man. Last year I loved Delicate Steve. I thought he was just a brilliant surprise.
Where is Delicate Steve now?
He's playing CMJ again.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, totally. And that is a new record coming out in a month or two, I think.
Will you ever see a band because of where they're from? Like if there's one, I don't know, Iceland band, will you see them?
That would be a good place I'd see one from. But if around the States, I think it doesn't matter anymore.
New York compared to D.C., what has a better music scene?
I don't know the local scene in D.C.,
Really?
Yeah, surprisingly.
Well, you were at Pre, a D.C. band today.
I've seen Pre twice, never in D.C. I've seen him in Austin, Texas, and I've seen him in New York City. So,
what is the best way to see music if money is not an issue? If you can see multiple bands a night, what's the best way to do it?
I'm not sure. What do you mean by that?
You have a pass.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean.
And let's say you have an artist pass or a guest pass or whatever, or you bought a CMJ pass. How should people approach a festival like this?
I think the first thing to do is to listen to lots of music before you come, just to get an idea of who you're going to be excited about. But then it's a matter of you run into people. You've got to, the social network is really important. Because bands play multiple times, somebody will tell you, I saw X, and go see them. And then you look on the schedule and go see something else.
One of the reasons why you're a real music critic and I'm just a dude is I judge... Why are you laughing? That's true. I judge people about how they look before they take the stage. One of the things you commented tonight was about the bassist for this band. You enjoyed his shoes.
Yes, but it didn't pan out.
It did not pan out. And I was completely right about my description of their music based on their dress. Why won't you judge a book by its cover?
Well, I would have walked out of a lull before I saw them because they were the most unfashionable band.
Midwestern chic.
Was that what you'd call it?
That's what I coined that term right now. Will you see a band that you've seen before here that were awful?
I won't usually see a band even if I love them again.
Okay.
So this is not what that's about. I can see that at the 9:30 Club or the Black Cat or something.
How is this different than seeing a show at the Black Cat or the 9:30 Club?
Well, I mean, at a show like that, I'll see a whole show. Here, I'll see 3 songs.
So 3 songs, that's what you need to see.
I sat through the entire set of Pre, but there was nothing else competing.
Yeah, it was at, I think it was a 5 p.m. to a 5:50 show.
Yeah, so My goal is to see as many things as I can, get an idea, and then come home. And once I've got a taste for it, then I'll come home and listen to the whole record.
I saw you filming this set. Why do you film it? Because a lot of this stuff doesn't never end up on the blog.
For a long time, I was doing these one-minute video clips. So I'd edit. Last year, I came home and edited 60 videos. South By, I did 87 videos. But now I can't do that anymore. Our legal department doesn't like me doing that.
Because it's just a lot of paperwork. So no, why are you doing it?
Nothing to do with paperwork. Well, the reason I can't do it anymore is because I'd have to call and get rights for every single thing, and I'm just not going to do that. And I do it sort of memory, sort of if I want to go back and remember who they were. I mean, look, it's Tuesday night.
Yeah, you have
Saturday,
a lot of days.
It's going to be an awful lot of stuff to see. I take notes. Maybe you see I'm the little notepad on my iPhone.
I did.
And that helps me remember when we do the show. We'll do a wrap-up show on Monday, and I'll go through my notes. A lot of stuff will... The good stuff, usually I'll simply remember, but I won't remember details, and so that really helps.
So your point is be responsible like an adult.
Yes, I try.
Talk about the ages of South by Southwest. CMJ seems to be marketed towards college music directors because it's a college music journal. It's a festival like that. I haven't heard of most of the bands here, and that's a very good thing. How is that different than South by Southwest?
I think for South by Southwest, you get an Austin crowd of music lovers and people who come on their spring break from all over. Here, I think you don't get as many out-of-towners. I think this is mainly a New York and industry sort of people checking out bands.
So it's like way more coke-fueled and less barbecue.
What was that word?
Coke. Cocaine. Oh. You know who's good at cocaine? The lead singer of that last band. He's fucking great at cocaine. What, you're saying a 23-year-old shouldn't twitch that much in its face and touch his nose that much? That's not normal?
No comment there.
See, you're a very nice man. I'm saying the guy from the last band loves coke. He's very good at it. He's from L.A. He looks like a Jonas brother.
Yeah,
he's a pretty man.
I can say that in my life, having talked to and met many, many musicians, that usually
lots of people are good at coke, not just singers.
What you see is not usually what you get. You can't. It's too hard to judge. Like,
you think Bjork's on anything?
Fun too. It's,
you just heard about Bjork. You think Bjork's on anything? Because I don't think she is. Is she on anything, Bjork?
Oh no, she's. It's her brain. I
she's
want her
the
chemistry.
Real fucking deal, yeah, man. Yeah. Have you've used the app?
Oh yeah, it's brilliant.
Have you used the Blue Brain app?
The Blue Brain?
Blue Brain from D.C. Do you know Blue Brain?
No.
Oh, Bob, you need to know them.
Okay,
they have two apps. They're a D.C.-based band. I think they're from New York, actually, but they live here now. And they had one for the National Mall, and they recently released 2 weeks ago the Central Park app.
Where you go and you find the music based
exactly.
on GPS.
Yeah.
I've not done that
do
yet.
Do it. You have the iPhone. Use it. I did it today. It was the best part of the show.
So it's not just time. It's not just like for 2 weeks somewhere. It's
No. As you move through the park, the music changes with you.
Well, that's brilliant. I'm going
to
do that.
Have you listened to Daniel Knox yet, the man I told you to listen to on my show?
Daniel who?
Exactly. Daniel Knox. Do you know Daniel?
No.
All right. You need to listen to Daniel Knox. All right. Final question, because I know you're very tired of all of this banter. I think this is the first year where money has played a very big factor, more so than ever, in terms of bands getting to CMJ. I remember the booklet used to print where every band was from, and it would be like, I don't know, 3% from every state. And then you get 10% New York, 10% L.A., and then the rest would be Europe and maybe Australia and Asia. This year, it seems like everyone's either from New York or L.A. or from already on a label. Have you found that to be true, or is that just me looking into things too much?
I haven't looked at it that way at all, so I don't even usually open the booklet. So.
You're a good man. Final, any advice for the up-and-coming music critics out there?
Up-and-coming, go see lots of stuff, and I don't know. I think, look... I have advice for bands more than music.
Oh, give it.
You know the last song a band plays?
Yes.
Always the best song. Always they always put the most into their last song. Make every song as good as your last song.
So you're saying more like Neil Young, less like everyone else ever.
That's a good way to put it, yeah.
Do you like Neil Young?
I love Neil Young.
But you don't like Billy Joel?
I can't stand Billy Joel.
See, that's why we're half friends. You listen to that ICP Jack White collaboration yet?
No.
Oh, come on. They got makeup. I'm sure that they had makeup on when they recorded it for no reason. This is stupid now.
In my mind, I lost my way. Hey. stars. I long to stay.
All right, it is night 3 of CMJ. I was walking down to find another band, and I find Mr.
Bob Boylan in front of a gelato laboratory.
You were walking...
Only in New York, right?
Do you want to describe the place?
This is a... It is bright white, and they make nothing but gelato.
Yeah.
And they're not open.
Oh, it's great. You're walking furiously to Caveman?
Caveman, who I don't know much other than a song or two. And I'm game, but we're late, so we're going to hustle, right?
Sure. Who have you seen today that has wowed you thus far?
Unbelievable Gem Club.
Really? Gem Club? G-E-M?
Love.
Or J-E-M?
G-E-M. It's usually just a guy and girl duo, cello and piano, as quiet as can be, and absolutely stunningly beautiful.
They played Quiet Tonight.
And they did. They had a third person who once in a while sang.
Do you think that stands out more in a festival setting, when you have something that drastically quiet?
It's such a pleasure to have, what would you call it, counterpoint.
Okay. Who have you seen today that's been loud and good?
You know, I have not seen loud and good.
Oh, that's disappointing, Bob.
But the night is young, right? It's not even 11.
I know. Doesn't it feel late? We're getting old.
No, it's not old. It's early. What are you talking about? You're old.
I know.
You're feeling old, and you're feeling late. It's early.
I'm worried about being pregnant. That's stupid. I'm sorry, Bob.
You're worried about being pregnant?
I might be pregnant.
Oh, my God.
This is so weird.
Have a drink.
Right. I'm busy covering music like a real journalist, Bob Boylan from NPR's.
Do you not drink when you cover music?
Usually no.
Huh.
Yeah. No, I smoke like a fiend. Not marijuana, because I don't want to die young like all those marijuana fiends I know. What do you think about that, Bob? Fair enough.
Let's go drink.
Okay.
Is this Caveman line?
Was it I was just outside of pianos. Are they playing pianos?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Caveman line. I just got in a fight with the bouncer about 10 minutes ago. How do you think this is going to go, Bob?
You got a badge?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They didn't let me in.
I'm going to go up, but you're probably not going to let me in either, so we'll
go. Let's go and see what happens. All right, so Bob Boylan and I are walking to the Pianos Bar. I was with producer Peter earlier this evening, and he said it wasn't a good idea for me to keep pestering the doorman. I disagreed vehemently. Now I'm doing it with a real journalist.
Nice guy. But Peter, don't get me in trouble now. I like this guy.
You like the bartender, the bouncer, the who?
I like them all, but
you're a liar. Let's see what happens in this exchange of... I'm going to narrate. Oh, they know you? They know you by name?
No, not at all. Yeah, not a clue who I am.
For those listening at home, we are currently at the corner of Ludlow and Stanton. It's got four of the best clubs in New York City. Pianos, Cake Shop, Living Room, and one of the pianos has two venues, so there's your fourth. And Bob Boylan has just been turned down. God forbid that we give people press at a music conference.
I'm gonna bust into tears.
Do you have contingent plans when stuff like this happens?
I haven't thought about Plan B yet. But
see, we were actually going to...
Random is usually my contingent plan.
I saw a band set up yesterday at Cake Shop, and they looked amazing on paper. I love their label. They're on Fool's Gold. They were already a half an hour late.
Home Sparks, Cake Shop, let's go.
All right, we're going to Cake Shop right now. Anyways, I didn't see the band because they spent another 10 minutes draping their instruments in leopard's print blankets, so I just left. What do you think, that was a good decision?
I sleep in leopard skin. There's leopard skin right there.
There is leopard skin right there, but that was on a woman and not a keyboard.
She may be actually a keyboard. She may be a keyboard. That might be a costume.
So we just watched a keyboard. Any final words of advice for the third night of a music festival, Bob Boylan?
The night is young.
The night is young. Thank you, sir.
Shelter me from the rain under your wing. I'm home again. Serve me once. Go and save again. Show me the way. Show me the way. In my sweet consolation.
All right, it is night 3 of CMJ, and I'm with one of the very, very, very few people that is a musician that knows how to talk. Who am I speaking with?
Jeremy Styles from Pearl and the Beard.
You guys are playing 3 showcases during CMJ, is that correct?
I think actually 4, yes.
Is this a good thing for you guys because you guys are residents for New York City, or is this just a normal week for you?
It's a little more hectic than normal. It's kind of like South by Southwest, but in our hometown, which is a little bit weird, and I'm not a big fan of playing a tremendous amount of shows, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know what the point of CMJ is. I think it's to showcase yourself and be like, hey, look at how big my penis is.
How big would you describe your penis?
Quite girthy, quite large, really veiny.
So if you ever wanted to do needle drugs, you're set.
Correct.
Good. You guys, did you play South by Southwest this year?
We did play South by Southwest, yes. We played 7 shows in 4 days.
Was that worth it? Because I feel like that might be more worth it than CMJ.
It wasn't worth it, actually.
Really?
Yeah, correct. We actually played, we were on tour, and we sold more CDs in other cities than we did at South by Southwest. Because the reason why is you're so inundated with music, even if you do find something that you do actually like, you're so exhausted by all the music and that you've already seen, you're like, oh yeah, I think this is good.
Did you get any good connections? Like, did you get a write-up from, like, an Omaha paper that would you, like, did you, any towns that you wouldn't have already hit see you?
Nope.
Jesus, this is depressing.
Yes, quite.
Why do you guys stay in New York? You guys seem to be on the road, like, half the year. Why pay more rent?
That's a good question. That is a great question, Brandon. That is a great question. I don't know. I mean, I love New York because there's always something happening. I don't know if you've ever read E.B. White's Here is New York. Have you? No? It's amazing. It's like, you know, if the Pope came to New York City, you could either be fully in the crowd or you could not even ever hear about it. You could be a hermit or you could be...
Why is that good?
Well, it's good because you can either be like completely by yourself and anonymous, or you can be completely involved in a social life and just be like deep in it.
All right.
It's your choice.
What's your favorite town to play?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. I think... Hold on, pause.
No, because the reason why I ask you, because you're one of the few musicians that have played probably most of the U.S. within the calendar year. You guys seem to be touring every other month for a long stretch of time, yet you may play this, like, positive, friendly music, and it, like, inspires people to not be dicks. The only people that I know that tour more than you guys are, like, hardcore bands, and they inspire the opposite. So I would imagine you meet a completely different set of people in every single city, but for the most part, they're positive. So I guess what I'm really asking is, who's the most positive city?
Well, Chicago has been wonderful.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Because you guys have played venues that I like because I know the owners, but they're not your ideal venue. You guys played, like, the Bottom Lounge, I think, or Reggie's. Did you play Reggie's?
We did Reggie's. We did the Dark Room.
And I love both of those places, but those places usually have, like, literally dark bands. The Dark Room really likes techno and industrial music, and Reggie's likes metal, and you're neither.
Right. It's we're unaware of what the venues are because we don't ever play there.
Yeah.
We're not in those cities very often, but I think we're going to try to hopefully go into some other spots, but they've been so wonderful to us. So, like, one of the places that we played in was, number one, what's that White Stripe song? And they're like, I'm going to Wichita.
Okay, you played in Wichita?
We played in Wichita this one time, and it was at this place called brewery, and, like,
okay.
It was full of a lot of metal dudes, and, like,
really?
Yeah, with really, really a lot of long-haired guys, and they were, like, and, like, we sold pretty much a CD to every single person.
Wow, that's amazing. You know what? When did you start the band? I don't even know what year it was.
I'm going to say 2008.
Okay, so you've been around for a little over 3 years.
Yes.
When did you decide to start touring?
We started touring very naturally. We would just do, like, 3 days out. We would do, like, Philly,
okay,
New York, D.C., maybe. And then we started getting a little bit larger. We would go up to Maine and then down. And then we started going down to North Carolina and then eventually South by Southwest. And we were like, oh, let's tour down there. And we started just going back and forth. And now we're going to England.
That's right. You have a tour. I got your, by the way, good poster. Who designed that poster for your England tour? Let's give him credit.
I really wish I knew.
That's okay. But people could find that poster on your website.
They can find our poster on our website at pearlandthebeard.com or at pearlandthebeard on Facebook. It's a wonderful woman. I don't know her name, and I've forgotten it right now, and I feel so bad about
it. It's okay. It's okay. Any advice for young bands and any advice for people that are just at a conference trying to see music? What should they be doing if they're a band, and what should they be doing if they're not a band? Ow, a bottle just fell on my leg.
For advice, if you're a band, write some songs. Like, don't ever try to not to please the audience, but try to please at least yourself.
Okay.
and the people in your band. And if you can please the people in your band and yourself, you fulfill a certain demographic, and
okay.
Hopefully, eventually, you will. Since you represent a certain demographic, you will appeal to some other folks. Always.
What if, okay, go ahead.
And always write true to your heart.
Oh, that's bad. What if you're not in a band? Like, what? I'm covering this for the Washington City paper. I'm trying to see as many bands as possible, and I'm only getting negative experiences. And it's not the band's fault. It's poor sound. It's bad people at the door. And you're just so frustrated by the, and then they play a half an hour late. How should I be approaching this?
I think you should get either, if you drink, get as drunk as possible and,
okay.
just relax and just have a good time and be with somebody that you actually like, people that you're friends with or that you want to make love to.
I have a fiance. I miss her. She's far away.
I'm sorry that you're very far away from her.
Oh, thank you.
And congratulations on the...
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be fun. I would like to credit your music, but we met a long time ago, so whatever. Pearlandthebeard.com. Check them out in England, listeners. I love these guys. They've played the show before. I've talked to Jeremy before. Keep going, man. Please don't break up anytime soon. You really are fucking great. And all the people you tour with, I've kind of poached from you. Like, I found out about The Loom from you guys, who I really dig.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so check them out. They have fantastic taste. Anything else?
You know, keep on trucking and love each other and something, some additional positive comment.
There you go.
You lay me down with no words of hesitation. Keep my feet on the ground.
And that is the show. That's the show. You know what? I finished watching Two Broke Girls, and I have to apologize. It is now perfectly clear. You know what? I can't even do that. I can't even pretend. It was the worst. How was this so successful? I will never understand it. Thanks to Bob. Thanks to Jeremy. Very good men. Not a lot of. We got to get more women on the show. I just realized that. Too many dudes in one place. Two of our six shows from CMJ have gone up. Featuring Seth Herzog, Carmen Lynch, and Ben Lear. That's the first one. The second one featuring Michael Cooperman, James Adomian, and the music that you heard on this show, Jenna Nichols, that is also available. Coming tomorrow will be lots more. There's more. There's four brand new shows after today. Tuesday through Friday we'll each have a new show, and then this Friday we'll be at the Strathmore in Maryland. So come on out to that show. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful night.